It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents held a closed meeting last week in which they unanimously voted to fire UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao after discovering that he had been making sexual videos with his wife and posting them to pornographic websites. The news made national headlines and sparked some debates about whether Gao should be fired over legal activities he pursued in his personal time. Gao told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that his participation in making consensual adult sexual content falls under his First Amendment right to free speech. In just a bit, we'll talk to an employment rights expert about the free speech implications of the story and what can get you fired even when you're off the job. But first, our next guest brings us up to speed on the details of Gao's firing. Kelly Meyerhofer is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where she covers higher education. I talked to Kelly earlier this afternoon. Now, when this story dropped, from my perspective, it kind of came out of nowhere. It was like, regents are meeting. They may get rid of a chancellor. Then later, a couple hours later, this is last week, we find out it's Joe Gao from UW La Crosse. Can you talk a little bit about just the process of how he got fired, why regents said they did it?
Yeah, it was pretty shocking and a very quick announcement that they were going behind closed doors to discuss terminating a chancellor. I hadn't heard about this. You know, sometimes you kind of hear whispers as a reporter of something, you know, coming down the pike, but I hadn't really heard anything about this and was trying to figure out who it was. The board met behind closed doors for 3 hours and then came out and said the UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao had been fired for abhorrent behavior, reckless behavior. And it turns out that, you know, they had learned that he had posted videos on porn websites that featured him and his wife and sometimes some adult film stars as well.
What has Joe Gao, now you spent a few hours talking to him and his wife, actually, what has he said about those activities and his firing?
Yeah, it's been interesting talking to him. He's raised a lot of free speech issues related to his termination, and also, you know, the board has started, the UW La Crosse has started the review process. He's, you know, set to return to teach as a tenured faculty member, and they are kind of reviewing his tenured status. So they may revoke his tenure, which, you know, would be a big deal and a real test of tenure's limits. So I think that's really the next stage of this story.
Can you talk about Joe Gao's reputation and the job he did over 17 years, I think it was, as a chancellor?
Yeah, it was just like maybe a month shy of 17 years that he's been there since 2007. You know, my perception of him as a leader, he's always been pretty unconventional. You know, he played in bands when he was a young adult and brought that to his leadership role, doing like concerts for students, performing, playing the electric guitar. He's also very open, like with media and talking to reporters. And he said over time, UW system has really become very controlled in their messaging. So he sort of stood out in that regard. But despite being very different from your typical higher education kind of president, UW La Crosse is among the best financially positioned of the 13 universities in the UW system. Enrollment has been very steady. It has, you know, not really dropped dramatically in the way that most other campuses are facing. He pointed out that La Crosse was the only one within the system to avoid furloughs and layoffs when COVID-19 hit. And they have a balanced budget, which quite a few other campuses cannot say that they have at the moment.
Now, this story has gotten some national attention, I think largely because of the prurient side of it. Can you, again, based on the conversation with Joe Gao that you had, can you talk about the kind of online adult videos and books that he and his wife wrote and how he talked about them and presented them as he talked to you?
Yeah, so he and his wife, I mean, this started, you know, close to nearly a decade ago. You know, they were both came from previous marriages, were divorced, met each other and tell me that they were interested in exploring their sexuality more. They bought, you know, a video camera at Best Buy and started recording themselves. Went to some sort of sex conference and learned about, you know, that there's production companies you can hire to film you in a more professional manner. And that company also put them in touch with, adult film stars who have participated in some of their videos.
And the Board of Regents cited, I think, primarily reputational damage to the university system. Have they said much more about, the exact violations and the exact justification for terminating Joe Gao as chancellor, as you mentioned, not as professor?
Yeah, they've talked about how, just having this lifestyle that's become public, it's inconsistent with his role as chancellor. I've reviewed his contract. There's a line in there about how the chancellor may not engage in any activity that may be adverse to the interests of the University of Wisconsin system. So I think that's sort of what they're relying on, that, he's brought negative attention to the university, and because of this, they have the right to fire an at-will appointee.
Kelly, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
That was Kelly Meyerhofer, higher education reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She was with us to take a look behind the headlines at the recent story of UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao, who's fired from that position by the Board of Regents last week for making online adult films with his wife. Coming up, a legal expert weighs in on whether Gao's constitutional rights were violated with his firing, what it could mean for his tenure as a professor, and wider issues of off-duty conduct and whether we can be fired for it on the job. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you been following this story? Do you agree with the Board of Regents' decision to remove Joe Gao as chancellor of UW lacrosse? Or do you think there should be some free speech protections here? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our conversation about the firing of UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao, who is removed from his position for creating sexual video content online with his wife. Our next guest specializes in employment issues and what workers can be fired for. Why the list might be longer than you think. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have thoughts on this particular story? Do you think the Board of Regents made the right call here or not? Why or why not? And do you have wider thoughts on how someone's off-duty conduct should or shouldn't impact their continued employment in any organization? Join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts or questions. That's 800-642-1234. Louis Maltby is president and founder of the National Work Rights Institute and former director of employment rights for the ACLU. Lou, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob.
Let's start with a particular, and this is kind of a unique case here. As you look at this story here in Wisconsin, what is going through your mind when it comes to workplace rights?
The only reason there's anything to talk about is because he happens to work for the University of Wisconsin. He's a state employee. That vast majority of us who work in the private sector, there's no such thing as freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. If you work for a private corporation, your boss can fire you because he doesn't like the way you part your hair, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's not right, but that's the way it is. If you were a couple of years ago standing on a street corner with a sign for or against the war in Iraq and your boss saw it and didn't like it, don't call your lawyer. Don't call the ACLU because there's nothing illegal about him firing you.
Are there certain union negotiations that might at least hinder a company's ability to fire someone in those circumstances?
Well, lawyers are known for being exceptions, and there are a couple exceptions. There are three. One is, and the best is, if you're in a union, you can't be fired without what's called just cause. And doing something legal in your private life doesn't even come close to meeting that standard. If you're a government employee, you have some rights because the right to freedom of speech comes from the Constitution. It doesn't govern private corporations, but it governs the government, including when the government is acting as an employer. So whether or not he's going to win his case, at least Gao has some right to free speech under the Constitution. And if you happen to live in Colorado, you can't fire people in Colorado for legal off-duty behavior that doesn't affect their job performance because he persuaded the Colorado legislature to say so. But if you live in the other 49 states, that doesn't help you much.
Now, UW System President Jay Rothman said that Gao's conduct, quote, subjected the university to significant reputational harm. If this comes to a court case and the UW System has to back that up, how do we prove reputational harm based on an off-duty activity?
Well, I'm a little sympathetic to the university, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a public university. They've got a reputation. But we don't know at this point whether or not the reputation has been hurt. Our applications to come off, our faculty were turning down offers to join the faculty, our alumni donations down. We have no idea. They might be. But at best, the Regents went off half-cocked here. They have absolutely no idea if this has hurt the university. And it might very well not. There was a time when putting sexually explicit video up on the internet was considered pretty shocking, but there's a lot of people doing it today. Some people were still shocked, but many, perhaps most people, aren't shocked at all.
I've seen some arguments that say the Regents were right to remove him as chancellor. As chancellor, you're chancellor 24 hours a day, and you in your actions are representing the university, but raise concerns that there are investigations that might pursue his tenure as a professor. Do you see that as an important distinction?
It is. If he were a professor, there's absolutely no legitimate basis to fire him. Professors are supposed to do thought-provoking things, and thought-provoking is also controversial. If a university professor never does anything controversial, or she is maybe not doing their job very well. And you can't say that a run-of-the-mill professor at a university, especially a big university, is the face of the university. If there's any case to be made for the university, it's because he's chancellor. And if he were Harvey Weinstein, they'd have to fire him because he'd be toxic. But whether or not Professor Gao was toxic or not, we don't know, and neither do they.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Marty is with us in Elkhorn. Marty, hi.
Good afternoon. I'm going to posit that human beings are multifaceted creatures, and what this guy does, how does that affect his job performance? I'm going to posit it's probably all the male board members that are jealous.
I'm not laughing. Marty, thanks a lot for that call. Lou, I mean, there's a distinction here. On the legal side of things, they might have the Regents might have a very valid case here. Our caller making the case that on a practical level, he doesn't see it impacting the job. What do you think?
Well, it certainly doesn't impact his ability to do the job. If it has any impact, it's what constitutional lawyers call a heckler's veto, where people are offended on customers or the public, and they demand that the person be punished. It certainly hasn't affected him doing his job, and apparently he does it quite well. And the thing about this that's particularly alarming is that what you've got is you've got somebody who was fired for doing something perfectly legal in his private life. It's bad enough you can be fired for doing something legal in your private life if you're working in the private sector. But for academics to get fired for doing legal activity in their private life is just anathema to what a university is supposed to be about.
Thanks again.
For God's sake, he wasn't having sex with children. He was having sex with his wife. What's so terrible about that?
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Talking to Lou Maltby, president and founder of the National Work Rights Institute, looking at job protections or lack of same for our off-duty behavior. Starting point, UW La Crosse former Chancellor Joe Gao removed from that post after posting sexual videos online. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Jimmy is with us in Valley Junction. Jimmy, hi.
Afternoon, gentlemen. I guess my concern, and you know, in this case, it's porn. So a lot of people, some people are shocked by it, but I'm afraid that the precedent is set. You know, it could be something else, like, you know, like you, maybe you're protesting what's going on in the Middle East right now. And if they think that's embarrassing or offending some of their donors or, you know, or whatever, you know, it just seems like a slippery slope to go on. And I guess my other point is, who would even have known about it if they hadn't fired the guy? And now it's, you know, it's blown up in their face, basically.
Jimmy, thanks a lot for the call. Lou, Jimmy brings up a point that is very active now on university campuses. Can a faculty member or director of a university be fired based on their political opinions on, say, the conflict in the Middle East? We've seen at least some folks leaving posts over arguments over these very issues.
That's a very good point. You can't say anything about Gaza today without offending somebody. And if I were an academic in Wisconsin, at least in Wisconsin, I'd think twice before I said a word about conflict in the Middle East, because I'm going to offend somebody. And if Joe Gao got fired for offending somebody, I could get fired for offending somebody too. What I would say to people who are upset about Joe Gao because they don't like pornography, well, okay, you don't have to like pornography, but there's a lot of things that other people don't like. Something you think is perfectly appropriate will offend somebody else. And if the fact that you're offended, that's not a good enough reason to fire somebody.
Thanks again for that call, Jimmy. Lou, I want to bring up a particular category of public expression. Say, even in a private business, there's an employer and one of their employees is out distributing religious material, you know, Sunday after church, say, or whatever. And it's a religious belief that the employer disagrees with. Is that a form of public expression that would be protected and it would be illegal to fire someone over, even an at-will employee, over that kind of public expression?
It's absolutely true. I mean, American law is pretty simple. Anybody can do anything they want to, anytime they want to, unless there's a law that says that they can't. That's called freedom. That's also the reason employers can fire you without a legitimate reason. But when it comes to employment, Congress has said that certain reasons for discrimination are illegal. Race, gender, religion, national origin, disability, and in some cases, sexual orientation. There are a number of bases, things that somebody could do that someone else might not like, where you are protected, but only if you're being discriminated against because of who you are. If someone just doesn't like what you're doing and it doesn't involve race or gender or religion, then you've got no protection.
Bring on another caller now. Mark is with us in Bloomer. Mark, hi.
So I'm an ordained minister, right? And the United States Supreme Court ruled that as an ordained minister, we do not have the right to file a suit against people for discrimination. I got let go from the church. I was serving the church with distinction. They found my Facebook page. There wasn't pornography there. It was Bugs Bunny cartoons and Mickey Mouse, and they let me go. We live in a strange world where we have to be really careful that people don't find out what we're doing. It was innocent.
Well, it's sad, but it's true. I'm probably the ultimate hands-off parent, but when my kids were getting ready to apply to college, I clamped down and I told my son, get that picture of you drinking a beer in your studio off of that, off of your Facebook page, because some entrance admitters official at a college is going to see it and they won't let you in. And it's crazy, but it was true. And he had to take it down. Now, getting admitted to college is not the same thing as being fired, but it's the same thing. I know people have been fired. Many, many people have been fired or not hired because before you get hired today, your boss will frequently Google you. And if he sees you doing something they don't like, having a gun, protesting against the war, saying something about Gaza, they won't hire you. You really don't even have a right to talk to your friends without risking your job anymore.
Thanks for that call. Now, Lou, you mentioned at the outset, legal protections, especially in the private sector over public expression, are slim to non-existent. I don't get the sense that you necessarily like that state of affairs. What would you like to see change, and what would it take to change it?
What it would take is for half the people in America who think you shouldn't get fired without a legitimate reason to tell their congressman about it. The old comic strip artist Walt Kelly had a slogan that says, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." I worked on Congress for 30-plus years, and when the average member of Congress opens their mail, there is nothing in there about the fact that you can be fired without a legitimate reason, nothing in the mail about you can be fired for exercising what should have been your right to free speech. By our collective silence, we've told Congress we don't care. And that would be the first thing that would have to change.
Lou, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That's Louis Maltby, president and founder of the National Work Rights Institute, former director of employment rights for the ACLU. Been talking about the news last week that former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao was fired for posting sexual videos online, and wider issues of our free speech and expression and whether we have protections in our workplaces.